World Series is on the air. This is Haven Field, Detroit, where the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Cardinals are battling for the World Championship. The play-by-play descriptions of all the World Series games are brought to you with the compliments of the Ford Motor Company, Mr. Henry Ford, Mr. Edsel Ford, and your local Ford dealer, producers and distributors of Ford and Lincoln tires and Ford trucks. The sponsors will be amply repaid. You get enjoyment from these broadcasts. At this time, during the preceding six games, we've had the pleasure of presenting Graham McNamee, who has, in his own vivid style, pictured the World Series color, excitement, and the crowd. Unfortunately, Graham had to return to New York last night, and I know he misses being here today. He's listening, we know. Here's the beginning of the seventh and deciding game of the 1934 World Series. We miss him, as we know you do. Now for the attending pre-game tenseness and excitement of today, we turn you over to Don Wilson of New York. He'll give you the picture here, and Tom Manning will describe the first four and a half innings while we'll have the pleasure during the last half of the game. All right, Don Wilson, come right in and help yourself with this microphone.
Thank you, Ford Bond. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I hardly need to tell you that there's a capacity crowd gathered here in the stands at Maven Field in Detroit, Michigan this afternoon to witness the seventh and final game of the 1934 World Series between the Cardinals of St. Louis and the Tigers of Detroit. A capacity crowd heaves to the highest pitch for this crucial battle. Not only are the spectators in an almost state of frenzy, but the players themselves are very much on edge, with their nerves being very taut, a condition which might easily be fanned into a flame because of the strain of such an exciting series, as you already know. You will recall that this is the first time since 1931 that the World Series has gone to seven games when the St. Louis Cards fought it out with Conimax Athletics. Experts have said that this series will depend largely upon the effectiveness of the pitchers, which is quite an obvious fact in a short series, and that prediction has held true with the great teams, Vivian Daffy, True Boy Roy, and Tommy Bridges. So far, Daffy Dean is the only pitcher to go through unscathed. Lowell, Bridges, Dizzy Dean, each having won one and lost one game, while Daffy has won both his starts. It was right here in Detroit that this old World Series this year opened, and that first game was conspicuous for two particular reasons. The blowing up of the Tiger infield, which may be accredited to over-anxiety, and the pitching of Dizzy Dean, the Cards winning 8-3 in that first game. Then the second game came along, and it was marked by the outstanding pitching performance of Schoolboy Rowe for Detroit. He turned in an all-time standout accomplishment of retiring 22 men in a row. Then the scene of the battle changed down to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis. Paul Daffy Dean was in the box for the Cards. Lacking his usual control, Daffy frequently was trailing the batter, who had this youngest of the Dean brothers up 3-2. As a result, Paul had the bases populated most every inning during that game, but due to the fine support and teamwork of the entire Cardinals squad and some mighty crafty cage flips on Daffy's part, the Cards came through to win 4-1. Then came the fourth game of this series, and the Tigers' claws were sharpened to needle point. Detroit's batting strength overpowering St. Louis, with Detroit winning to the tune of 10-4. But this game gave us the finest pitching of this series to date. A most enviable record being turned in by Tommy Bridges of the Detroit Tigers, who pitched the sharpest breaking ball that he has ever had, and who would have had a shutout to his credit, but for one Lester Delancey, the stalwart card catcher, who pulled a long one out for a homer, scoring the only run for St. Louis, the Tigers winning 3-1. That brings us down to yesterday's game here in Detroit, which was one of those good old-fashioned ball games, as we listened to it. Starring honors going to one Leo DeRocher, star shortstop, self-admittedly rather a poor hitter, who knocked the old apple all over the lot, getting three hits out of four times at bat. Lou Joplin also gets a hand for his spectacular catch with his back against the fence of Delancey's bid for an extra base hit. Cards winning, as you well know, yesterday, 4-3, and what a ball game that was. This brings us down to the task at hand, the present task, this seventh and deciding game for the World Championship. And don't you for 1 minute think that those men down there won't all be giving everything that they have this afternoon, not only for the honor of winning gold flag, emblematic of the World Baseball Champions, but for the $1,800 at stake, which is the difference between $5,700 and $3,900 as the player's share for the winners. You know, I've been sitting at home in New York listening to Fort Baum and Tom Manning give us their very splendid reports on these games and listening to Mac, as we so affectionately call Graham McNamee, giving us this pregame color and his very pertinent remarks throughout the game. I've been sitting at home in New York listening to these reports just as you have. And as I was flying through the air by plane between here and New York last night, it occurred to me that I'd like to know just a little bit more about these players whose names have become almost household words during this period. So thinking that perhaps many of you listening in our radio audience might be interested in the same thing, I dug down into the voluminous biographical files and have here some highly informative data, which I think perhaps many of our radio audience will be interested in. Before we give that to you, just a few moments before we took the air, there was a huge floral horseshoe taken in here and placed just to the left of the batter's box here at Haven Field for this World Series. It was brought in by Tommy Richardson, Mickey Cochran's straight man, and Patsy O'Toole, nationally known as probably the noisiest baseball rooter in America. This huge floral tribute will be presented to Mickey Cochran, manager of the Detroit Tigers. The Cardinals being the visitors today, let's look down and see what happens and some of the facts pertaining to some of their players. We find John Pepper Martin as their third baseman, and incidentally, Pepper, as you probably already are cognizant of, heads the batting race
for the St. Louis Nationals. Pepper Martin, the wild horse of the Osage and the outstanding hero of the 1931 World Series. He's the Cardinals' regular third baseman instead of center fielder as he was in the 1931 series. Martin has improved his play around the hot corner so much that he is considered by many as one of the fastest fielding third basemen in the National League. He's like a cat on punch down the third baseline and possesses an arm of steel. There's no doubt about his batting and base running. He ranks among the best ball players in the Heidler Circuit. His 1934 record shows that he's bat 289, fielding 942. That's Martin heading the batting list for the Cards. Then comes right fielder John Rothrock. John Rothrock has been batting around the majors for the past 5 or 6 years. Most of the time he spent trying to make good with the Boston Red Sox. An injury to his leg while running the bases hampered his work, and he never until now reached stardom. We met him down at the hotel this morning, and he is a fine specimen of athletic fitness. Rothrock was used in most every position with the Sox, but did not catch a pitch. He was sent to Columbus in the American Association, a farm team of the Cardinals chain, and there played such stellar ball that the Cardinal management decided to give him another chance. He played a fine game for the Cards this season and has come through with many a timely blow. Jack is a finished fielder, and his throwing arm is one of the very best. He's also very, very fast on the bases. He's one of the few Cardinal players who have not started in their chain store and worked himself up into the major league team. This is his first chance in the World Series, and he has shown the temperament and ability to do great things. 1934 record, batting 284, fielding 978. Then we come to Frankie Brace, second baseman and playing manager for the St. Louis Cardinals. Frankie was made manager of the St. Louis Cardinals and said that he would instill the McGraw system of playing ball in the Cardinals' scheme of things. And so far, he's carried it out to the letter. Brace was a member of the Giants for 8 years, and in that time, he absorbed all of McGraw's methods. He has his teammates on the call to insist that they take an extra base every time there's a possibility of making it. Frankie's a great believer in the hit-and-run play, which made McGraw one of the most feared managers in baseball. The Phantom Flash may not be as colorful as the old Giant manager was, but he's very, very close to it. Frank is one of the greatest money players ever to take part in the World Series. His ability for making seemingly impossible plays and playing bang-up ball when the going is the toughest seems to be one of Frankie's main points. Not suffered in all his around play since he took over the managership of the St. Louis team. His 1934 record, batting 306, fielding 971. Then we have at left field, Joel Ducky Wucky Medwick. Ducky Wucky Medwick, the slugging young Hungarian of the Cardinals, is one of the hardest hitters in the National League. He gave promise after his first season in the majors in 1933 of being a coming star, and he remained among the first five batters most of the season, but his slump dropped him from that select circle. Medwick is one of the leading extra base hitters of the National League and one of its leading run scorers and batter-in of runs. He has a great throwing arm and covers a lot of territory in that old left field garden out there. Medwick has never failed to hit below the 300 mark in all the 6 years that he's been playing in the minor and major league baseball. He makes his home in New Jersey and first began playing semi-pro ball around that section. The Cardinals picked him up and placed with them with their farm in 1930. Let's listen to the Star-Spangled Banner.
For the supremacy of baseball. They're all evened up now. Each club has won three games. Yesterday afternoon at this time, Detroit Tigers were feeling that the series would be over last night. The Cardinals sneaked in with a nice 4-3 victory. And now it is three games apiece. The all-important game is being played here this afternoon. Tonight, the World Series will be over unless this ball game is tied up. We don't look for that. Boys, you know, start early in the afternoon. They have plenty of time to get the game over before dark. That is the only thing, perhaps, the referees prevent the World Series from ending tonight. Eldon Walker, he's a boy, you know, who is not superstitious. On his back, the big numeral, number 13. He's a boy who took that grand game the other day and won for the Tigers. Now we're ready to go. Mike Kaplan, you know, who spent the night in the hospital here at Detroit, the right pat on his injured knee. He is out there. He's not going to let the boys down. He's going to be here battling the starting game. We're about ready to go. Pepper Martin is up. Walker lines up the first arm. Ball one. The fast ball is high inside. And Pepper Martin separates the plate. Yes, sir, this important game is on the way. The windup and the pitch. Ball two. Walker, 2 minutes, third ball. It was over the plate, but too high. And the count on Pepper Martin, 2-0. Oh, and a third, Rochelle short, wearing a second, Greenberg first. The windup, the pitch. Ball. Another curve ball is low outside. And a count on Pepper Martin, first hitter of the afternoon, is 3-0. Hank Greenberg takes a few steps over toward the pitcher, yelling words of encouragement. Walker taking his time, and now the windup. Ball three. The first ball. A burning fastball is right down the alley, so high. Harry Gargle behind the bat, Pearson at first, Owens at second, and Slum umpiring at third. The pitch, 3-1. The strike, ball. 3-2. Yes, sir, the fans are really pepped up this afternoon. There's a capacity crowd here. The sun is shining brightly. There's a wind blowing in from right field this afternoon. 3-2 is the count. And here it is. Pitching. Yes, sir, that was pitching. This old ball game with everybody's nerves on edge. Eldon Walker, just as cool as an iceberg. Gets the count 3-0 on the first hitter, Pepper Martin. He then sucks three of them right down the alley. And finally, with a count 3-2, Pepper Martin swung and missed. One gone, nobody on. Flat rock up. The pitch. It's a strike. Foul. Eldon Walker had plenty on that one. Here's the windup again. It's a drive into center field, a base hit. Right is going over the ball. Is hit into the center field. Rothrock is rounding first to throw. Rothrock to second. It's a double. Jack Rothrock nailed that ball. A scorching line drive into left center field with Joshua Wright going back fast. He knocked the ball down, and before he could pick it up and get it back to the infield, Rothrock was on second base. A two-bagger for Rothrock, and manager Frankie Fritz is coming up. Umpire Harry Geisel delayed proceeding for a moment to brush off the dish. Harry Geisel, you know, the players are all very much satisfied with the ball and strike decisions of all of these umpires. Here we go now, ready to go on first. One gone, runner on second. Ball one. A hook ball is high and outside. It's the first inning. Rothrock on second. The pitch. The highest fly ball out into short center field. Rogel going back. White coming in. Rogel has it. Two out. Rothrock on second. Frankie Fritz swung at that ball. It was a high pitch inside, hitting the ball on the handle of his bat. And Jojo White, Billy Rochelle, were off with the crack of the bat. Rochelle turning around and making a neat catch for out number two. Joe Medwick. Joey Medwick, the Cardinal left fielder, is up. A right-hand hitter. There's the strip. Another pitch. It's a ball. A fastball is inside. Medwick pulls away from the plate. First inning in all. Cardinals batting two out. Jack Rothrock on second. The result of a double. Ball one on Joey Medwick, the hitter. The pitch. The high infield fly ball. Going back to third base with Owen going back fast. He has it. And that's all for the St. Louis Cardinals in the first inning. No runs, one hit, and no errors. Ford Bond. These World Series broadcasts are brought to you through the courtesy of the makers of the Ford V8. Here in the Cardinals' half of the first inning, Martin came up. The count went to 3-2, and then he went down swinging hard via the strikeout route and hit that long, long walk back to the bench. Jack Rothrock followed him in the batting order, banged one out into left center field for a two-base hit. He rests happily down on second as Frankie Fritz came to bat. A high fly to short left center. Rogel went back on the grass under it and had it in the pocket for the second out. Two out, one on, and Medwick up. Medwick fouled one high behind third. Owen went out fast on it and took that one in the net. No run, one hit, no error. And a big zero hangs in the first half of the first inning for St. Louis on the scoreboard out in right field. Jim Dean is taking his place out on the mound. He's warming up with Delancey. And Jojo White is down there swinging two big black bats as he comes into the batter's box. And here's Tom Manning. You know, there's a little picture down there that we want you to get. Dizzy Dean, you know, is in the box this afternoon. Bill Hallahan was the expected pitcher. Frankie Fritz said before the game that, well, if Diz wants to go, we're going to put him in there. Perhaps he thinks that Dizzy Dean was very much instrumental in winning the pennant, and he's getting the chance to pitch today. Ready to go. White is up. All one. Goal inside. That perhaps is the reason that Dizzy Dean, with only a day's rest, is in there this afternoon instead of Wild Bill Hallahan. Jojo White is up. Ball one. Strike ball. Ball one. And strike one.
Jojo White, a left-hand hitter. Center fielder and leadoff man of the Tigers. The windup. One and one. Strike ball. That is a fast ball to poke over the outside corner to a left-hand hitter. And it is now strike two and ball one. Windup. The pitch. It's a pounding ball. Now the Frankie Stacy comes over. He has it. Throws to Collins. White is out at first. One side are down in the first inning. That was a bounding ball. The Frankie Stacy came over to his left. Picks it up. Mickey Cochran gets a hand. Listen. Manager Mike Cochran. There was a lot of doubt here in Detroit last night as to whether or not manager Mike would be able to play today. He was spiked in running out of hit yesterday when Paul Dean foot smashed against his knee. It was a bad gag, and he was in the hospital all night. But he's out here this afternoon helping the boys in this crucial World Series ball game. First inning, one out. Cockled up the pitch. The strike call. Nice fast ball was right down the old alley. Cochran up with one out and nobody on. Drive out to left field with a foul. Ball serve foul and the count on Cochran is strike two. Mike Cochran is up and Gehringer will be next. Jerome Dizzy Key. Strike two, the windup. Coming. It's a ground ball down second. Fink comes up with it. Throws to Collins. Cochran is out. Two outs. Nobody on. Gehringer coming up. Gehringer is getting a nice round of applause. Now, Gehringer, you know, living up to his reputation of the past. Quiet fellow. Just in there playing his best all the time, and his best is good enough. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch to Gehringer. The high fly ball out toward left field. It is curving foul with everybody after it. Nobody gets it. Ooh, Joey Medrick was almost injured that time. He came over fast, and his side bumped into the concrete barrier in front of the boxes out there back of third base. He ran all along the gutter. He didn't fall down, and he's all right going back out to left field. Donnie Gehringer was taking no chances on that ball. He had rounded the second base and was on his way to third. The pitch to drive deep into right field. Wapak is going over near the line under it, and he has it. That's all for the Tigers in the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. No runs as yet. Forward. Yes, sir, Reed, Tom Manning. No runs as yet. Two of those zeros now hang out on that right field scoreboard. St. Louis, nothing. Detroit, nothing. And we end the first inning of this important ball game. Important, yes, sir, the seventh and deciding game of the 1934 World Series. With these teams battling, the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Cardinals tied up at three games each. And here's what happened in the Tigers out of the first. White came up, found it to brace, and he was out first to pilot. Cochran is back, grounded one hop down the flag. Official stopped it, winged it over to first base to Rick Collins, retiring Cochran. Right and Cochran down, and Gehringer up. Gehringer finally at the bang net fly out over third base and curving foul. Drove a fly out into right field, and Glassbrock took it for the third out. No run, no hit, no error. Now we have the fifth man in the Cardinal batter coming up. Coming to the plate here in the second inning, and Tom Manning to give it to you. All right, Tom. It's Rip Collins, the Cardinal first cracker, left-hand batter. Held the marker. Right-hand submariner is in the box. The windup, the pitch. He swings it at the side, out in the left center field. It's a face hit. Collins rounds first, right has the ball, puts it into Roquel. It gets past Roquel. Gehringer backing up, recovers the ball, and Collins stops it first. A single. Line drive out to Jojo White, but he took on the bounce. Got away from O'Garrow on the return, but Gehringer was backing up. That's the second Cardinal hit.
Bill Delancey, the catcher, is up. The pitch. Ball one. A fast ball that's smacked into Cochran's glove. Bill Delancey pulling away from the plate, and it is ball one. First pass of the second inning. A foul back. Strike. Ball one. Strike one. Ball one, strike one, the set. A peek over to first, the pitch. It's a ball. Outside, and the count on Bill Delancey, left-hand hitter, is two and one. Elvin Walker having a hard time out there in the pitching rubber, trying to get that extra dirt out of the way. Now he's all set to go. Ball two and strike one, the pitch. It's a bowling ball down third. Aaron, to Gallagher. And here's that play again with Collins on first. Bill Delancey wrapped the ground ball to move Owen. Owen to Gallagher. Collins was out. Gallagher to Greenberg. Getting the hitter, Delancey. Two outs, nobody on. Orsatti up. It's the first pitch coming right up there. Look out for it. Oh, somebody caught it. Well, that's the closest we've come to being hit so far. Foul strike one. Something about these microphones, they should not be hit by a foul ball. Strike one of the count, and the pitch has a base hit in the right field. The ball is received by Pete Fox. Returns to Rochelle at second. Orsatti stops at first. The second cardinal hit of the inning. The third of the afternoon. Leo DeRocher, the star of yesterday's ball game. Brilliant shortstop yesterday in Oleo. Have three bases all to close the outfield. Orsatti on first, DeRocher up the pitch. Strike call. DeRocher backs him right-handed. There is the stretch. A peek at first. Coming. There he goes. The play is at second base. He is out stealing. Orsatti is out stealing. Cochran to Gallagher. A run. Two hits and 12 errors. In the first half of the second inning, forward. Collins, the first cardinal batter up in the cards after second. That one into center field over second base for a clean single. Delancey, Joe Delancey, fancy catcher of the St. Louis Cardinals, grounded one down to Marv Owen. Owen took it, stopped over to second where Gehringer had it, swinging it down to Greenberg for a double play, wiping up the bases, two out, and Orsatti coming to the bat. Orsatti grounded one into right field for a single. He was on in Leo DeRocher, who came up yesterday, got three out of four, and was up there swinging that bat hard. And Orsatti went, started down to second, and was out on the block down there from Mickey Cochran's wing, retiring the side. No run, two hits, and no errors. Now we come to the fourth batter in the Detroit Tigers lineup as they come up for half of the second. It's the Goose, Goose Goslin, stepping up to the plate now, and here's Tom Manning coming in to give it to you. All right, Tom. Dizzy Dean is out there kicking some more of that dirt around the pitching rubber as we prepare to go into the Tiger half of the second inning. No runs as yet. A windup, Goslin hitting. First ball is a Cole Hopper down first base. Collins takes it, crosses to Dean. He's out. Collins takes the ball, and Dean, Dizzy Dean, covered the bag, taking the throw and getting the foot out. One gone. That was a lazy, bombing ball that the Collins handled. Next hitter will be Billy Rochelle, the little shortstop of Detroit Tigers. Billy is batting left-handed this afternoon against the right-hand slant of Dizzy Dean. Here's the windup. One gone, nobody on. Long one this time. Here comes. As a bounding ball down, short closer is in fast. It's safe. He's safe. That was a bounding ball that the closer came in fast for. Threw the ball in the dirt. Collins knocked it down, and it is scored as an error for shortstop DeRocher. Rochelle safe at first on DeRocher's error. Greenberg batting. Big right-hand hitter. Last half of the second inning, one out, and Rochelle is on first. There's the stretch. And the pitch. Strike. Ball. That was a hook ball. This tips the outside corner of the plate.
To Hank Greenberg. Greenberg has his jaw stuck down there this afternoon, swinging that bat up and down. There's the stretch and the pitch. Strike. He swings hard and misses. And now it's 2-0. Hank Greenberg is ready. Third baseman, Corvo, is next. Rochelle is on first, one man out. Dean is pumping his left foot up and down out there on the rubber. There's the stretch now. A peek at first and the pitch. A foul back. And the count remains strike two. Up is tossed out, a new ball, umpire Harry Geisel. Bill Delancey up 7 yards out toward the pitcher's box. And then crosses it to Chizzy. Chizzy takes his glove off. And first looks out for center field. And now he's looking in at Hank Greenberg. Standing out there, rubbing the ball in his bare hands. Now he's ready to go. The stretch. It's strike two, you know. A play at first. Rochelle is safe. Chizzy turns, stopped that ball over there with plenty on it to Rick Collins. Another stretch. The pitch. Strike three. He swung hard. Had a curveball over the outside corner. It was just above the knees and missed it for a third strike. Two men out. Rochelle on first. And Herb Owen. Detroit Tiger, third baseman. Right hand hitter is up. No runs as yet, you know. There's the stretch. The pitch. The bounding ball down to Pepper Martin. Martin comes up with it, throws to first, forcing Rochelle at second for the third out. No runs, no hits, one error, four gone.
The Ford Motor Company is sending you to broadcast the World Series game. The National Broadcasting Company presents a special news bulletin from the Press Radio Bureau. My side friend, French Foreign Minister Louis Barthou died today from bullet wounds inflicted by an assassin who also killed King Alexander I of Yugoslavia. It was first reported that Barthou's injuries were not serious. But first, the French cabinet has been hurriedly called into meeting to take action on the assassination of King Alexander of Yugoslavia. A grave European crisis is feared. Crown Prince Peter, 11 years old, the son of the slain king, probably will be proclaimed king within a few days. These bulletins are from the Press Radio Bureau. For further details, read your newspaper. Here we are now, going into the first half of the third inning. Out on the mound, Eldon Alter is warming up with Mickey Thompson. We have Lewis DeRocher coming up there, who was at bat when Orsatti was out of second on the field. Here's Tom Manning to give you the first half of his third inning. All right, Tom.
Here, DeRocher, you know, the Cardinal shortstop was at bat last inning when Orsatti was erased fielding. Well, the walker, right-hander, bat is lined up on the first pitch to DeRocher. A strike call. There's the windup again. Ball on, a fast ball is high inside. And the count on DeRocher is one and one. Ball two. Walker's third ball was low and 20 outside. Two and one. All two and strike one. Walker walks out of the box towards second base. Now he's in there again. The windup. Strike call. That was a third ball. Right over the heart of the plate. And now the count on DeRocher is two and two. All two and strike two.
Has a drive out of the center field. Price going over a little bit under it. Waiting. He has it. One man out. Leo DeRocher, the Cardinals shortstop, fires to JoJo White. This hand is for Dizzy Dean.
Jerome Dizzy Dean of the Cardinals batting. One out, nobody on. Coming. A foul up the back.
Dizzy Dean let his bat slide out of his hand, and it rolled clear down past the third base wicket.
Swung at that ball and fouled it off. Now the coach is swinging it back. Dizzy walked halfway down to get it. Taking his pitching hand that time, as the bat dropped out of his hand and probably stung for a moment. Dizzy gets a big handful of dirt, rubbing that old crowd around there plenty. Much as you say, he's got a real grip on it. Boy, another foul bat, strike two. The big boy is taking a lazy swing at that ball. That time he reached over the outside corner for a bad pitch. Just swung rather leisurely at it. And the count is 2-0. Here's the windup. Strike two on Dizzy Dean. Back one out in the left field. Looks like a base hit. It is a base hit. The Dean is bounding first. Dozier has the ball. Dean is going down. It's going to be close. It is close. He dives in. He's safe. A double for Dizzy Dean. Going up to 20, close to second base. But Dozier's return to Rochelle was just a little bit on the pitcher's box side of the bag. And Dizzy Dean stood on the other side with a nice hook slide. And he is safe getting a two-base hit. A long, slow swing at that ball, just cut it right, and pumped it out to left field for 2 bases. Pepper Martin coming up. Last time up, Pepper struck out. There's a stretch, and the pitch. He wraps one out to left, and serving foul. It is foul. Strike one. One of those two umpires, Bill Clem and Harry Geisel, were certainly out there in position to see that one. Harry Geisel running about 15 feet down for serve. He got a good view of that line. Right one on top of Martin. There's the flip and the pitch. Ball one, a fast ball inside, and the call is ball one, strike one. Greenberg is playing back. So is Owen. They're not expecting it. The bunt. Ball one, strike one. Ball two. The third ball is outside. You better control what this Pepper Martin is going to do, you know. One man out, and Jimmy Dean is on second. There's a bounding ball down first. Greenberg has it. Walker covering. He's safe. That's first base. After coming over his corner, and Pepper Martin beating by an eyelash. There's a bit of an argument going on down there at first base with Gehringer. Has his hat off, standing there. Gehringer, you know, selling him the argument. He probably said, looked like we had him. The Walker and Greenberg both talking to Dean Gordon. But Pepper Martin keeps it out. So it will be scored as a base hit. That puts Dizzy Dean on third base. Now we have runners on first and third. No runs on it yet. One man out. And Jack Blackrock, the Cardinal right fielder, left-hand batter coming up. The Tigers are going to play back, hoping to get a double play. Carrying in Rochelle, both playing deep. There's a stretch. Runners on first and third, one out. Blackrock hitting. The pitch. Pass is going down. The throw from the church. The pitch away from Gehringer, but Dean holds third base. After stolen base for Pepper Martin. Mike Cochran stalls, landed about 10 feet in front of Gehringer. Gehringer stuck up his gloved hand and batted the ball 15 or 20 feet away, but Dizzy Dean, the pitcher, held fast to third base. Scored out of the stolen base for Pepper Martin. 4-1 on Blackrock. Cracker has his glove off now, is walking around the pitcher's box momentarily. This is a tough spot in this important ball game. Runners on second and third. Here's the windup. The pitch to Blackrock. 4-2, a curve ball. Blackrock steps into that one. Going to have to pull away fast. He's well those hooks. Geisel comes out and punches off the plate. So a delay for a moment. Blackrock is out of the batter's box. Now he's in there ready to go. The count is ball two. The pitch. Ball three. Go ball inside. It's 3-0.
Frankie Quick. We'll be up next. Here comes Carl Farrell. He left. The bases are loaded. We do not believe that that was an intentional pass to Jack Laprock. Harper was bearing down just a little bit too much. The play perhaps going not to give Laprock anything good and put a runner, though there be a chance for a double carry from each base. Frankie pitches up. The infielder still playing back, hoping for a double carry. Let out the bags loaded. The pitch. A foul up and back. Strike on manager Frankie. Here's the picture, you know, Gene is on third base, Pepper Martin on second, Jack Walcott is on first. First half of the third inning, no runs, scored as yet, and come out. Here's the lineup, strike one, foul, a fastball is inside. Francis Fritz pulling away and then leaning back on his back. Count is ball one and strike one. Here's the windup, a long one, ball one, strike one. The higher foul up and back into the stand. And it's strike two. The roar that you heard, one of the four fans popped up there. And has a World Series souvenir. Strike two and ball one. The umpire tries to look across out a new ball. Hacker is out there with his glove off and is blowing on his hand. Now he's in there, ready to go. Strike two, ball one, bags loaded, one out. The windup, coming. It's a ball. Outside. With a count, two and one. After had one to wait. Inside a third ball, low outside. And now it's two and two. All two and strike two. Here's the windup. Two and two. It's a drive to right field. It's curving foul. Everybody running. Laprock is around the third base. That ball landed about 3 or 4 yards outside the foul line. And the count on Frankie Freak remains 2-2. Laprock is coming back to first rather slowly. Keene is on third. Pepper Martin on second. Laprock on first. One out, 2-2 on the hitter. Hawker getting the signal now. And here's that long windup. 2-2 the pitch. There's a smash into right field at the base hit. Jimmy Keene is coming across the plate. The ball gets away from Pat. Here comes Martin. Laprock is on his third and coming in. Laprock also scores. The goal is the third base. 3-0 in favor of the Cardinals. With a bad quarter, Frankie Fritz drove a low line drive off the right field. Pete Fox coming over Pat. Out of the ball, over the foul line. And scored from third. Martin scored from second. Laprock, who was a very fast runner, kept right on going and scored all the way standing up. It is scored as a two-base hit for Frankie Fritz. It is now St. Louis Cardinals of the National League 3, Detroit of the American League 0. Mike Kaplan, Mervon, and Arthur are standing over there about 5 feet inside the foul line near third base, having a bit of a conference. With the bags loaded and Frankie Fritz, you know, who has played in a good many World Series, steps up there, and after getting a card up 2-2, he fouled off several, and then finally nailed one into right field. Schoolboy Rowe, his lead will replace Elder Arthur. That is not official as yet. Schoolboy Rowe is coming in. Is the warming up outside there under the grandstand. And we believe in a moment it will be official that Schoolboy Rowe will replace Elder Arthur. Mike Stockman has taken the ball from the umpire now and has walked out to the pitching rubber for Owen, Gehringer, and Greenberg. The ball walks over to the box. That is correct. Schoolboy Rowe officially will be the relieving pitcher. That all happened in the third inning, you know. With one man gone, Dean pumped the double into left field. Pepper Martin then single. Beat out the slow bounder down first, putting Dean on third. Pepper Martin stole second. Jack Walcott took a base on third, filling the bag. Frankie Fritz then doubles to right field.
clearing the bases and making it the Cardinals 3, the Tigers nothing. This is the seventh and final game of the World Series. The boys have battled tooth and nail during the past 6 days. 2 games here at Maven Field, the next 3 over at Portland Park in St. Louis, and they returned here yesterday. The Cardinals won, forcing the seventh game, and here it is. Here in the first half of the third inning. Ready to go again, and Joe Medwick, the left fielder of the Cardinals, will be first to face Schoolboy Rowe. There's the stretch, and the pitch. A bounding ball down to Rochelle. Rochelle to Greenberg, and Medwick is out. Fritz going to third on the play. Unnecessarily, Frankie Fritz slid into third base, taking no chances of being put out. Now we have 2 men out, and Ripper Collins, the first backer of the Cardinals, left-hand batter is up. Ripper Collins. It's the first ball, quick to face it in the left field. Quick scores from third. Dawson fumbles a moment. Picks it up, puts it into Rochelle. And Collins got the first. The Cardinals, 4. Tigers, nothing. Bill Delancey, the Cardinals catcher, will be the next hitter. The score, the St. Louis Cardinals, 4. Detroit Tigers, nothing. 4-run rally by the Cardinals in this, the first half of the third inning. There's the stretch. The pitch. It's a ball high inside. 1-0. On Bill Delancey. Schoolboy Rowe takes the stretch. A peek at first. And now the delivery. It's a ball inside. The shot breaking third ball to Bill Delancey. Skipped out of the way of, and the count is 2-0. There's the stretch again. The last is batting in the corner of ball 2. It is, as it passed out into right field, going through it, out into right field, a base hit, the ball turns off the barrier, Collins is down in third, keeping right on going, there's the player at the plate, and Collins beats the throw and the safe. Bill Delancey, stopping his second, hits a double. Bill Delancey, the Cardinal catcher, took that ball, and it's coming across the letters, and he nailed it to the right field corner for 2 bases. It is now the St. Louis Cardinals 5, Detroit Tigers 7. Meanwhile, Rowe is now wrapping over the Tigers dugout. Here's two for the afternoon. We believe that Halstead will be the next pitcher. That is not official as yet. It won't be until he reports to the umpire. Keith Halstead, left-hand pitcher, is being announced as the official replacement in the box for the Tigers. The next hitter, the ninth hitter of the inning, by the way, will be Ernie Orsatti, the little center fielder. The umpire, Harry Geisel, umpire in chief behind the plate, is called play ball, and we're about ready to go. Halstead, you know, is a left-hand pitcher. Delancey on second of the pitch. It's a ball. A hook ball breaks inside for Ernie Orsatti, and the count is 1-0. Orsatti being the ninth hitter of this inning. Ball 2, a fast ball that knocks Orsatti down. Picks himself up rather slowly, dumping himself off, and the count is ball 2. As that long, slow step. And the pitch, strike ball. With a count 2-0, Alan Arthur, another fast ball right down the alley for a call strike. Ball 2 and strike 1. Now the set. It's a high foul over the back of third. Owen going over fast. He doesn't catch up with it. And the count is 2-2 on Ernie Orsatti. Geisel rolls the new ball out there to Halstead, and then ducks the plate off. Marvon is getting back in position towards shortstop Odell. Rick Bill Delancey returning to second base. First half of the third inning, 2 men out. And the count is ball 2, strike 2. There's the stretch. And the pitch.
Ball three. The sweeping curveball is outside. A near wire six with Cochran going out fast to get it. Nigel takes one look at it and crosses it over to the Tiger dugout. 3-2, the pitch. Ball four. Off Scotty West. Leo DeRosa, the Cardinals shortstop, coming up for the second time in this inning. He opened this inning with a long fly ball in center field for the first out. Leo DeRosa, right-hand hitter, is up. There's the check. There's the base hit in the right field. Delancey, bounding third base. The coach holds him up. The bags are loaded. That was a nice throw by Pat Coughlin. Bill Delancey had gone to third base, but the coach over there held him up, and now we have the bases loaded. Two outs, and Dizzy Dean coming up. Here's something funny. Every one of the Cardinals has reached base at least once in this inning, except Joe Medlock. Dizzy Dean comes out of the, comes off the bench rather slowly. It's a pretty stiff breeze blowing, just a little bit chillier here this afternoon. Dean took some time getting his jersey off. Back to Wilderson, about 2 outs. Dizzy Dean is up. The pitch, strike, ball. Delancey is out third. Outstanding on second. DeRosa on first. Here's the pitch. That's a high bounding ball down third. Owen is in fast. Picks it up and is unable to make the play. It's the first hit. Delancey crosses the plate and Dizzy Dean hits base at first. He threw high with that ball, stopped it to hit the edge of home plate and fouled it about 20 or 25 feet in the air. Dizzy Dean, you know, is 25. Third Owen came in fast and saw that there was no chance of getting Delancey at the plate and no chance of getting Dean at first possession. Come out of the ball. That's the second hit of the inning for Dizzy Dean. The score now, the Cardinals 6, Tigers 7. Base is still loaded, 2 out, and John Steppenbach, Cardinal third baseman, will be next. We'll wait a moment while Dizzy Dean gets that right Cardinal red sweater on. Last time up, Steppenbach single. In the first inning, he struck out. He backs up. Left hand is in the box. Dizzy Dean has it. Sweater on now, ready to go. The pitch. Ball on. Fast ball is inside. Pepper Martin pulls away. Count is 1-0. Here's the pitch. Ball two. Fast ball was over, but just a little bit low. Now the count on Pepper Martin is 2-0. He's the fourth Cardinal batter of the inning. Ball three. Another low one outside. 3-0. Ball three. The bag's loaded. Here's the pitch. Ball four. He walks. That forces all Scotty across the plate. The Cardinal 7. The Tigers nothing. Mickey Koppel has left out to the pitching box again, and the batting across out there with Chief Halstead. He tapped it on the shoulder, and Halstead is slowly walking out of the box over toward the Tiger fence, which is on the third base side of Maven Field. Many of the old-time baseball celebrities are here, the World Series this year, and it's really good to see them all. Outstanding among them, wherever it goes, is the one and only Babe Ruth. We're going to give you a few of these facts now because the next Tiger pitcher is not walked out as yet, and apparently now it'll be some moments before he does. Babe Ruth, you know, is sitting here in the press box. Word is going out through the newspapers that Babe Ruth will not sign a contract to play ball next year, but that he will sign a contract to manage one of the clubs. We believe that Tommy Bridges is coming in to be the next pitcher. So many old familiar figures, among them some of the umpires. Dick Nallen was working at the Junior World Series this year. Also was here to witness two of the fine ball games. Boy Van Gratlin, formerly of the American League, also around this morning. This speaker, perhaps the greatest center fielder of all time, is here. Eddie Cohen, there's another name that comes to it. Knapp flies away of the Indians. Formerly the Cleveland Knapp and Eddie Cohen, you know. Yes, we can tell you that they were two great second strikers. Eddie Cohen is here perhaps trying to buy some outstanding ball players for Tom Yawkey of the Boston Red Sox. Tommy Bridges hit that great game for the Tigers. They'll take up the pitching now for Detroit Tigers. You know, Orchid Starrett, both came in, then Keith Halstead, and now Tommy Bridges. Jack Rothrock will be up. The base is loaded, two men out. Seven runs across the base for the Cardinals. Bridges starts his windup on the pitch to Rothrock, the left-hand hitter. All run. Back ball is inside. Two men out in the third inning. Base is loaded, you know. And here's the windup. There's a pounding ball. Garrier comes up with a practice to Rochelle. Martin flies, but he is out. That ball for the Cardinals in the first half of the third inning. Ford, where have you been? Come in. I've been right here watching this first half, the third inning of this World Series ball game between the Cardinals and the Dodgers. This broadcast comes to you with the compliments of the Ford Motor Company and the Ford dealers of America, and comes direct from Nathan Field, Detroit. Here is the story of the disastrous first half of the third inning. For the Tigers, the Tigers bat, the Rocher up, a long slide of white shoes out in left center field. Genius bat, a slide of left field, set to a double by slide into second. Martin came up, beat out a hit to Greenberg, to play Greenberg to Arthur, and he was safe on a very close decision. Rothrock then up, Martin went down, got away with a field of second. Rothrock walked. Trace it back, first double to right field, scoring Dean, Martin, and Rothrock. Nedwick came up and Rowe was placed after. Nedwick was out, broke out to Greenberg. Chris going to third. Collins is back, single to left, scoring Chris. Delancey doubled to the barrier, scoring Collins. Alcati was up and he walked. Roach is single, sending into Lancey. Alcati going to second. Dean at bat, bounded to third. Horn couldn't make a play. Delancey scored. Marching up, walked, sending Alcati across. Rothrock was finally out. When Bridges replaced Rowe, replaced Hodgett. On a bounder, down to second. All right, come in, Tom Manning. Here we go into the last half of the third. Pete Fox is the hitter, right-hand batter. The pitch, it's a ball. A fast ball is low outside. This is the first time up this afternoon for Pete Fox. Here's the pitch. Strike. Ball. Ball one and strike one. Ball one, strike one. Dizzy Dean, you know, has had a long rest. Here's the pitch. A foul up and back. Strike two. Fox is up and Tommy Bridges on deck. Dizzy Dean has his glove off and breaking that ball. He pops the right field of the Tigers. And the count is strike two and ball one. The windup. And the pitch. Has a drive out in the center field. Lord Scotty moving on a little bit. He's under it. He takes it. Pete Fox nailed that fast ball and drove it on a line out to Ernie Orsatti, the Cardinals' center fielder. One gone in the final half of the third inning. Tommy Bridges coming up to the plate. Tommy walking up there rather slowly. And he steps into the batter's box. Dean getting a signal from Bill Delancey. The windup and the first pitch. Strike. Tommy Bridges takes a cut at that one and misses. As a ground ball to Chris, Chris knocks the ball down, picks it up close to Collins, and Bridges is out. That was a hot smash
It's carried off the knee of Frankie Prince, Cardinals second baseman. Rolls 4 or 5 feet away. He pounds on it, whips it over to Collins, and Bridges is out. The Tigers have batted around. And White coming up for the second time. JoJo White, the Tigers center fielder. The first pitch. Powell up and back at third base. Strike one. The Tigers have not made a hit off team in just a moment. Strike. Powell. JoJo White stuck out his back that time as if the shot. Papa Martin came in fast, and again, as he did the other day, Delancey whipped that ball right down at it. Maybe that's a match, I don't know. Strike two. White to know, bathroom left-handed. Two men out. No doubt around. The pitch. As the drive out of the center field, Ernie Arcati going over in the left center under it, and he takes it. A drive for the Tigers in the third, no run, no hit, throws. It's 7-0, favoring the St. Louis Cardinals in this ball game, which is coming to you from Maven Field, Detroit.
This is WMHQ, the Chicago Daily News Station.
For the first half of the fourth inning, so you know the Cardinals 7, the Cardinals nothing. And Frankie Fritz, the Cardinal manager, will be first up in the final half of the fourth. Tom Bridges, you know, the right-hander, is in the box for Detroit Tigers. Get the signal, now the lineup, and we're ready to go. First hitting. All right. That was a fast ball right at the feet of Frankie Fritz. Frankie jumped out of the way and then fell on the ground. Now he's getting up. All one to count. There's the windup of Tommy Fritz. A bounding ball down to Gallagher. He comes up with it cleanly. Crosses to Greenberg. Pitches out at first. One man out in the fourth inning. Joe Medwick, the left fielder. The only man in the Cardinal lineup was not made a hit as yet. He made 20 during the season, and he's made 20 in the series so far. Up twice with no hits. Strike! He takes a terrific cut and misses. There's the windup again. Pitch. As it's back to the right field, Fox going back, coming over under it, and he takes it. Two men out, nobody out. And Ripper Collins, the Cardinal. Two strikes on Fox, and those three out. Took off his glove and started in for the bench. There's the first pitch to Collins. As it's back out in the right field, it's a base hit. Pete Fox coming in, puts the ball up, returns it to Gallagher at second, and Collins has his third hit of the afternoon. Three singles. Bill Delancey, the Cardinals catcher, will be next. He has a double, all of two times at bat. Bill Delancey, back from left-handed. There's the pitch. Hit the ball outside. This Bobby Bridges, you know, is not very big, weighing around 155, 160 pounds. There's the pitch. A bounding ball slowly down to Gallagher. Gallagher crosses to Rochelle. Collins is out at second.
Delancey throwing one down to Gerrinder, who tosses it over to Rochelle, covering second base. Forcing Collins at second for the act. No runs, one hit, and no errors. Here comes Mitchell Safran out, accompanied by the applause of the Detroit fans here at the stand, as he comes out here in the Tigers out of the fourth inning. Come in, Don Manning. So far, the Cardinals have made 11 hits off the catch up of pitches of the Tigers. And the Tigers of the American League, Andy Burke, have not made a hit as yet. Rogel reaching base on an error. Mike Cochran leads off in the last half of the fourth. He winds up the pitch. Hit the ball. High inside, and the foul is 1-0 on Mike Cochran.
There's the windup again. Strike 12.
There's a hook there that's not going to hold away from. Hit the inside corner, and the count is 12 runs and strike one.
The windup and the pitch. The high fly ball. Here's second base. Frankie Quick is under it. Quick has it. One man out in the final half of the fourth inning. Charlie Gehringer coming up. Some of the birds call him Gehringer. Some of them call him Gehringer. Charlie himself calls it Gehringer.
You and I have put it up, Tom, to shoot everybody.
That's right. We've put it up to shoot everybody. Gehringer gets a nice hand and all ready to go. He winds up on the first pitch to Gehringer. Strike 12. Busy team. It's still burned down out there in spite of the fact that he has a 7-1 lead. Taking no chances. The pitch. It's a base hit. The first hit of the afternoon to right field. Jack Rockwell takes the ball up, shoots it in to Leo DeLay for the second, and Gehringer stops the first. The first 5-0 hit of the afternoon. Two Stanton coming up. The Tiger fans have not given up as yet. They're over there rooting for a block of base hits as yet. It's just Paul Aaron. The fast ball over the plate is just a little bit too high. Last half of the fourth inning, one out, getting on first. Powerful hitting, Paul Aaron. The fly ball, short left field, the Roaches going back. Medwick coming in. Medwick under it, and he has it. In short, left field. Two outs, going along first. Billy Rochelle. The Detroit shortstop, who's hitting left handed this afternoon, will bat next. Billy Rochelle. He takes the step, and the pitch. It's too high, there it is. Is he doing it out of the box, looking in there, getting the signal? Now he throws the ball, the step.
The ball and ball down the first, Chris picks it up, passes to DeRocher. And DeRocher throws the ball over the first, just to show the fans that it was a double play, which was not necessary, of course. No runs, one hit, and no errors. Four.
Cochran is back for the Dodgers in the fourth. And Cochran bats one up, towering high one, which first hit on the grass, just at the edge of the grass, back in second base. Gehringer. Charlie Gehringer then came up, throw one into right field for a single in the first hit, off team for the afternoon. Gosman then at bat, a fly to Medwick. Medwick coming in fast in the short left, and took it for the out. Rogel at bat, fourth Gehringer at second, batting one down the face, fifth Gosman to DeRocher, having the sack. No run, one hit, no errors. And the score is 7-0, favor of the North Cardinals, 7 runs made in the third inning. 11 hits. The Cardinals have presented so far to one hit for the Detroit Tigers. We go in to the fifth inning now with Ernie O'Fallon. California boy coming up there, rubbing the something out of his eyes. He steps up to the batter's box. After a the round, Bridges walks up to the mound, and here's Tom Manning to give it to you. Right on four, ready for the first half of the fifth. Ernie O'Fallon, the center field of the car. Left-hand batter, who has a single on the baseline, balls is up. The pitch, strike call. Tommy Bridges, set a fastball, first mile, right down the alley. Coming. The highest fly ball. Out to short left field. Garfield coming in, waiting for it, and he has it. One down. Captain Leo DeRocher coming up. Yesterday afternoon, you know, Leo had 3 hits. He's just about the happiest kid in the United States. I'll tell you that. He admits himself he's not much of a batter, but he was all right yesterday. The first pitch, strike 12. Let's see, Leo has one hit out of 2 trips to the plate this afternoon. Fifth inning, one out, nobody on. The windup. There's a high fly ball to left field. Garfield coming over about 5 yards under the plate. He has it. Two outs. Nobody on.
Busy Dean will be the next batter. Busy Dean sitting on the bus waiting for his turn at bat. Ice coming up there working very slowly. Busy getting an ice hand from the fans there at Detroit. He steps up to the plate. And the paper flying around down there at his shortstop. Thomas is called for a moment. But he looks down, gets his foot on it. Now the fans are having some fun, gets away from him. Finally, he catches up with it and we're ready to go. First half of the fifth inning, the crowd 7, Tigers nothing, 2 outs, nobody on. Dean is up, and the pitch, safe, Dean, this is terrific, cut, and the roar of the crowd comes up high as he swings all the way around, pivoting, and then falls to the ground. Here's the pitch again. Again, Dizzy Dean swings from way back. I think he's trying to freeze the crowd. Now he doesn't care. They're getting a kick out of it. Two strikes of Hedo. Dizzy Dean taking three great big round halting swings. All the way from the west coast to the east coast, and he missed them for the strikeout ending the final half of the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, and no errors.
And here's what happened. Early York starting first up, fired out to Garfield. Neil DeRocher also fired to Garfield. Dizzy Dean then came up and took three long swings rather leisurely, and then walked over to the Cardinal dugout and got a drink of water, and now he's walking slowly out to the pitching rubber to take up his pitching duty against the Tigers in the last half of the fifth inning. So far, the Cardinals have scored 7 runs. They have made 11 hits. They've been the recipient of 3 bases on ball. He gets up 7 runs, 11 hits, 3 bases on ball. While the Tigers, on the other hand, have been attacked 4 times. They have made 1 hit, that by Dominic Gallagher in the 4th inning. Billy Rochelle reached base in the 2nd inning on Theo DeRocher's error. With one of the Tiger half of the 5th inning, Hank Greenberg will be first up. And Fort Bowen will describe the play for you. So, he's in there, here's the pitch. A ball. Going outside to big Hank Greenberg, who bats right. Delancey takes some glasses out to Dennis Dean, who's offered on the mound, standing just at the edge of the saddle, which cuts across the pitcher's mound. He goes into his wind-up, shoots it in. A ball. Right puts it about the same position, still outside to the right-handed batter. Ball two. Greenberg swings his bat back and forth, moving it around down 30 feet. Then Dean goes into his wind-up, there's a pitch. He swings for a strike. 2 balls and strike 1. That's the count of Big Hank Greenberg's first batter for the Tigers here in their half of the 5th inning. The score 7-0, favor the St. Louis Cardinals. Dean out there, he's put on the rubber, gets the signal and gives it a wind up. Here it is. He smacks one out of the first hit. Into the right center. Comes on down the first for Green. Bad got dropped off. He sits it in the first. And Big Hank is down on first base here. Single reset it. Marvin Owen. Marvin Owen of San Jose, California. Two up there for batters. That's next. Delancey has walked out and handed the ball to Dennis Dean, a new one, and he's rubbing off, taking the cover to get it to duty. Rubbed his foot across and rubbed the rubber. Deacon's up a goal there and walks over. Puts his foot into it, glances on Greenberg, gets a pitch. A ball outside to Marv Owen, who's batting right. Another collegiate ball, Marv Owen. He's down there batting now with one on. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. He bats one high, out into right center. Roblox goes back under and has it in the net. And Greenberg, who had gotten two-thirds away down to second, chases back over to first. One on, one out, and Pete Fox, you up. Pete Fox, a Hoosier lad. Evansville, Indiana. We'll find Missouri. Pete has 6 hits, 207. Just he stopped as he stepped up there. He bats right, facing Dizzy Dean. His U turn with his back to Greenberg. As he comes up, 52 on the rubber, they glance over his shoulder. Greenberg takes a little lead in the pitch. A foul back into the screen. Foul, strike 1. They started up rhythmic tapping the stands. Listen. Dean gets the signal, steps up on the mound.
goes into his set, lands it over, and here's the pitch. A swinging strike three. Missing it cleanly. A fooler on what seemed but a cross there then. The Lancer shaft is down there, gave the signal. A wind up in the set. It is. A bounding foul over into the Tigers' dugout. Going in there were one of the boys doing their thing to close it down into the northern recesses of the dugout. Wilson Fox up there, strike two on him. Seeing to be back to Greenberg, glancing at it over his shoulder as he comes up. Wasn't he wind up in the stretch and got another glance? Here it is. A ball, ball. A ball, ball there by Harry Guy, who's down there. And it's one ball and strike two. Harry Guy was calling him behind the plate today. Ball one and strike two. And Greenberg on first. Wow, here's the pitch.
The Cardinals coming to bat.
Pepper Martin will be first up. A right-hand batter with Tommy Bridges and Mickey Cochran beside the battery.
Sure. And the Cardinals leading 7-0 as Pepper Martin takes his place in the batter's box. Down there, down to rubber, steps to the back of the box. Bridges goes to his windup. Here it is. A strike. A looper coming over there. Low ball. Well, it's called strike. Strike one. Pepper pulls his cap as Bridges now has stepped up onto the mound. Bridges is lined up. Here it is. He cracks one in the short left. Ball base hit. Round first. Going on down in the second driving, makes the throw. In the Rodell, he flags him, and it's called safe by Vic Allen. Rodell taking the throw from Gosling, who fielded it out there. Good. And the official scores as a single and an error. The error on the field. Here's the pitch to the next batter. Jack Rothrock is up there, and it's the ball. Wide and outside to the left-handed batter. Pepper Martin down on second. Bridges goes to his stretch. Here's the pitch. He's got the fly out into left center. Godwin's over, under it, and has it probably out. Pepper Martin starts to go down, but Godwin wings it in to Marborn, and Martin is held on second. One out, one on, and Frank Strait due up at the plate. He comes out pulling at his sizers, pulling at the peak of his cap and adjusting it. They all seem to want them to get themselves perfectly comfortable before they step into the batter's box. Frankie always thinks he's got a little cold. He's left foot and he's left up there. Swings his bat back and forth. He's got him a couple of times, up and down. Then places back on his shoulder. Bridges looks around Martin. Here's the pitch. A drive out into left center. Well, the Wachovia wife comes in, has it. The wings it in the second. And Martin is again forced to hold the base by the good throw in. Cross around for the moment. To Greenberg, and he wings it over to Bridges. Joe Medwick follows straight. He's in there now, facing, batting right. Martin down on second. Has no hit. He's got the second. Here he is. A foul strike on Joe Medwick. First ball delivered to him. The only man in the Cardinal lineup. Not a hit. He's got the second. Here's a pitch. He swings hard and drives one high. Out into deep. Strikes in it. Bounds off the barrier. Beefcock is skating around second. The runner is in. He goes on down the third to relay, and he's safe at third base. Josh Roars as he runs into third baseman, covering the bag. Joe Medwick, he just backed out of Harper down there, and there's some little trouble between the boys, between Marborn and Joe Medwick. He came in hard in that bag, pushing the third baseman away from the standing on the bag. Nope. Guy Perkins. Ball between the boys. There's going to be a little hard dealing down there for the moment. Got a discussion down there on third base as to who did what to who. There's a bag where the bag was actually blocked. And he hit him there unintentionally hard. Running into it with his foot. And he played in there. Broke out of the relay in complete spot. Well, it seems to have captured up down there without any misunderstanding. They thought he was out on the back, cutting the boys. Everybody's friendly again. One got the other was just doing too many bad things. The young man who looked to remember that he would have some really excitement down there on third base. But they seem to have captured up, and Medwick was standing on the base as they broke it up, started. Father and shoulder. Now we have Dick Cannon down here. He is waiting for all the defense to get over after a third base. A run in, two out, and Medwick on third. Dick Collins is back. Bridges back in the back now. That's the team on the rising bag. There's the motion coming. We have Greenberg. Here's the pitch. A foul strike. Low ball, cutting the inside corner, looping out over there. Strike one. Here's the ground on him. Here's the wind up. on the pitch. And the coach is in the way to play dropping the way to get his head out of the way of that ball. Ball one and strike one is the count. Lined up. Here's the pitch. The squad comes hard over second base. Right in front of you, the face hit. A single throwing. That's a strong one down to second base.
Ben Wright has trouble handling the ball out there. A single. And an error. Here's the official scorer down on that one. The error on center fielder Giorgio White. So Rip Collins is down on second. Two runs in, and Bill Delancey coming up, tapping the plate there. The score is now 9-0. There's the St. Louis Cardinals. Here's the pitch. He swings hard, missing it cleanly for strike one. Delancey steps clear out the batter's box on that. White threw out his hands in the dirt before he comes back up. Wild Pitch is waiting for him. He steps out and off the mound. Dusted his hand on the Rosenberg again. Got of the grandstand now sets his elbows out to second base. Catching too short and serving on around over first. Bridges looks around the grip balance. Here's the pitch. He's got a high towering, high power back and forth. Marbles goes back fast. But it's got where he can't do a thing with it into the boxes above third and back of there. So Marbles drops back in. Pops the glass in the stands as it bounds away from those who try to get it. Lancey again. Back in the batter's back. Strike two is the count on him. Two runs in this inning. Here's the pitch. He swings hard at it again. He got the third strike. I just passed on to Greenberg. Well, the out. He's tying the flag. Come in, ground man.
Two runs. Three hits. And two errors. Pepper Martin was first up. And he singles to left field. He went to second. When Garrett went to fumble the ball, getting an error. That's left left. Fly to Dawson. Quick, fly to right. Joe Ludwig then got a hold of him and drove it against the barrier in right center field, scoring Pepper Martin. And Joe Ludwig went into third base. He and Maribel tangled up over there. With Ludwig sliding, he knocked Maribel down. The boy got up and scored off. But before any damage could be done, the players stepped between them, and the fight was over. Ludwig is going out to left field now. They're throwing apples and bananas and oranges. Everything imaginable is being tossed out of the field at Joe Ludwig. Yes, hundreds of pieces of fruit. There's bottles coming out there now. It's a terrible situation for the moment out there in left field. Joe Ludwig, and the players are telling Joe to come in off the field. The bottles and fruit. They have oranges and apples. The preacher likes to know who stood in line for hours and hours waiting for tickets to get in here. They brought their lunch with them. They're not going to eat it this afternoon, but they'll score at Medley. And left field now looks like an orchard, a wind-blown orchard. Apples, oranges, and bottles of every description lying out around the field there. The groundkeepers now are rushing out there. That's how a brick home, that's how a scramble also rushed out there. In Detroit, our score at Joe Ludwig, who stood in the third base. Perhaps he unintentionally stood in to Marv Owen. And the boys got a bit of an argument over there, and the Detroit now are taking part in the argument by throwing everything that they can get their hands on out into left field. The regular Navy Shield ground crew. The ball's gone out there now. They're picking up the paddles and everything. But the fans are standing there waving their handkerchiefs, newspapers and hats and everything. And Joey Medley, the Cardinal left fielder. In the meantime, let us get back to the ball game. As we go into the Tiger half of the sixth inning, it will be 9-0 in favor of the Cardinals. And that inning again, the first half of the sixth, Martin singles to left field, went to second on Gosman's fumble. Grothrock then flies to Gosman. Quick, flies to right. Then Medlick triples, scoring Martin, and then the appearance of third base. Collins then singles to center field. It was Collins' fourth of the afternoon. It sent Medlick across the plate, making it the Cardinals of the National League 9 before the American League nothing. Collins 6 seconds and White, Joe Cole White, the center fielder fumble. The last game struck out. And here's the pitcher in left field again. The groundkeepers are doing a great job of getting left field cleaned up. The fans are all the way up there. The world is cool. The clock is And then it's the Joel Maverick, the Cardinals left fielder.
They all stop. It looks to me like the ground crew driving between them.
There's a sidetrack by John Wilson. He says, look at the ground. The keepers are ground down in the cleanup position. That's fine, Don. You know, Don, you don't see this in a football game. It's only in a crucial battle in the World Series. And it's colorfully set. And it's reached the seventh game. Two players have battled to both Ethan Mayer. And so they brought the crowd up to 6-6. They need to have played and field this afternoon before another great strong of baseball enthusiasts, not only from Detroit, but from every part of the United States. They are here, everybody enthusiastic. And just at the moment, they are plenty over enthusiastic. The groundskeeper who had that ground cleared off back there, we are ready to resume play. But again, these fans of Reach the Right back there have passed everything that they have in the bleachers, high part of the field. Ladies and gentlemen, I know this is a picture that you all want to know. I've given you my view of it. I'm turning the microphone over to John Wilson for a moment. John, come on in.
This is one of those very, very tense moments in a baseball game when most anything can happen to a player if he gets back out there near that bleacher stand. Well, that's what I just did. Picture of the photographer went out there to get a hold of Medwick, get a picture of him. Medwick coming in from the apple orchard out there, and Medwick picks up an orange and fires away at the photographer down here, saying the audacity of the photographer to come out here and take my picture under such circumstances. It looks through the eyes of this casual observer from way up here at this altitude as though it might be rather a dangerous thing for Medwick to go back into that left field orchard out there again. And an orchard it is literally, not figuratively, but literally this time. If he should have to go back to that fence to catch a fly ball, those fans in their anger at him for an act which may or may not have taken place down here, we're not in a position to say. The anger of the fans might provoke the throwing of a bottle or an orange or something that might cause an injury to that ball player down there. What they're going to do about it, of course, remains to be seen. It's one of those very tense moments. You know, these things happen in all sporting contests of this kind. Nerves are very taut. Everyone is on edge. And even though the Cardinals have a very comfortable lead in this seventh and final game in this 1934 World Series, still the nerves of all the players, even with that comfortable lead, are very, very much on edge. So that's one of those things that can happen. And after it's all over with, why, everybody's sorry for it. They shake hands and make up. Tom Manning has given you this picture, which we can't hardly elaborate on any further. Tom, will you come in and continue?
I want to say just a moment, it's been a long time since we told the folks. We've had a great time out here for 7 days. And the Ford Motor Company hopes that the crowds that are listening in at the showrooms of Ford dealers throughout the United States and Canada, as well as everywhere else, are enjoying these games. Nothing doing in the way of starting players as yet. As John Wilson told you, the ground crew is out there in the cleanup position. The score at this time is 9-0 in favor of the Cardinals of the National League. So remember, they're going back out to left field. The crowd has been cleaned up. And once again, the fans out there in left field are standing up. They're throwing whatever they have left now. Here comes some more oranges, some more apples and everything else. Here comes a couple of more bottles. They're throwing everything that they have out there on the field again. And once more, umpires, we're going. Umpires, there it comes. Those two veteran umpires of the Major League, Aaron of the American and Slim of the National, have left out there. Slim is coming in now and is saying something to a couple of in the meantime, Frankie Cook, the manager of the Cardinals, is walking out there attacking the pitch lower, as is Captain Leo DeRosa. Once again, the ground crew make every possible attempt. They're holding up their hands, asking the fans to allow the game to continue. But I don't believe that they're going to allow Joel Maverick to play left field. But the Cardinals, you know, they have a pride all of their own. They hate to give up and bring Joel Maverick in out of there. But I fear Frankie Fitz now is hoping to Joel Maverick to come in. Maverick is walking slowly in from left field. Well, let's give you the picture now of the Dean boys down here. Jizzy Dean has had his sweater on and off on several occasions. Just at the moment, the back door of the Cardinals has again run out of the field taking that right left. Sweater, crimson, black, hat to Dizzy Dean, who is the Cardinal pitcher of the afternoon. Bill Delancey and Dean now are walking out towards left field. It's going to be some moments here before uniform play can be resumed at Maven Field here in Detroit. The umpires, the vast congregated down there, is just in front of the shortstop position. Nigel and Owen of the American League, Dean Bearden and Phil Plum of the National League. They're having some sort of a conference down there while all of the Cardinals are in a flat shooter's huddle right at the shortstop position. And we're going to turn the microphone over to Phil Plum, who thinks he sees something different now. Phil.
The conference of umpires is going on down there now, Tom. It's different from the several conferences which have gone on before. We've had several down here while this elk throwing was going on. And now the four of them who went down to the motor stepped over to speak to manager Frankie Face. What their decision has been after this reception given to Joe Medwick out there in left field will be announced in just a moment. The players are being back in their position. Walking back up in the mound.
One of the boys carrying his red, his cardinal red jersey out. Medwick has walked out there. He certainly seems to be able to take it. He stood there facing the fans, taking all the boos and the jeers which they offered him. Now he's walked out there amid that. And more of the fruit is starting to come down. Lemons, oranges are starting to spice down around Joe Medwick again. The rooters, the strikers here in the stands, the bleachers out in left field, are showing their displeasure with the happening at third base. Which, of course, no one can tell just exactly what it was. Both the boys patted each other as they left. And Medwick, watching out there in the field, is getting the same blood reception every time as the groundskeepers are out again. What do you feel there, Tom Manning?
Just at the moment, here's something going to happen. We're going to follow this play all the way out for you. Manager Mickey Cochran of the Detroit Tigers, a great favorite in Detroit, has been asked by Frankie Fish to go to left field to see what can be done about it. Mickey Cochran, being a big sport, is walking out to left field with his bat in his hand and is now holding up his hand, asking the bleacher right to refrain from throwing anything else out on the field. Mickey Cochran, however, doesn't go all the way out to left field. He stopped out there at the moment and is talking to Clem and Rick Owen. And now he's coming back toward the plate. And once again, 3, 6, 9, 10, 11, about a dozen of the groundskeepers are out there. And for the bottle came out of the fence. It stands over there. Just barely missed one of the groundskeepers out there who has a big tail trying to pick up the fruit and the bottles and so forth. Mickey Cochran has walked in now and is standing right at the third base. He's getting back toward the plate again for the moment. All right, we've got a boy who throws his hand up over the side there. Doug Landis now, who makes a little baseball, still up in his box and has called Joe Medwick over to his box. Joe Medwick is coming in from left field. All of the Cardinal players are running in, all going over to Landis' box, but they are stopped at the line by the umpire. Joe Medwick now is over with his top off, gentlemanly, standing there talking to the commissioner of baseball. The photographers are standing out there on the field. They've climbed over the barrier, and they are taking pictures of Joe Medwick and Frankie Fish as they stand there talking to the commissioner of baseball, Judge Kennesaw Mountain Landis, who's occupying a box along the first baseline. Mickey Cochran has also walked over and is in the conference now. Greenberg has also come over. The umpires are walking over now. Let's see. Clem has gotten over to the commissioner's box, and the commissioner is there doing all of the talking at the moment with Medwick, Fish, Cochran, and Greenberg all standing there with their arms around and a close huddle so that no one except the umpires and the players will be able to hear what the commissioner has to say. He has waved his hand up in the air now like an umpire would say to get out of the park or something. But Frankie Fish is saying something back to him. He's pulling up his trousers as he walks away. I believe that it's not official as yet that Medwick is out of the game. Commissioner Landis after his conference. Ladies and gentlemen, they do not say that Commissioner Landis has put him out because that is not official. But after the conference, at the box, at Commissioner Kennesaw Mountain Landis, Joe Medwick walked to the Cardinal bench. We think
that the commissioner has ordered Frankie Prince to replace Frederick in left field. That is at least our observation from our broadcasting position.
And now for the benefit of our thousands of friends, perhaps, who would like to catch up those who are just getting home from work. We want to tell you that in the first half of the sixth inning here, the score, the St. Louis Cardinals of the Master League 9, Detroit Tigers, nothing. It was in the sixth inning. Joe Ludwig threw the ball into deep right center field. The ball turned off the barrier out there, and it was a close play at third base. Joe Ludwig left his feet and stood into third. He and Merbow, the Tiger third baseman, both fell to the ground. They got up and squared off. The players stepped between them, and when Joe Ludwig went out to play left field for the Cardinals, he beat you right. Through everything that they had. Many of them were carrying lunches. Through oranges, apples, bananas, and sandwiches of every description and of every make out on the field, including a lot of pop bottles. The field was cleared off several times, but Senator Martin Landers, after conference, has ordered Joe Medwick out of the lineup, and Chick Phillips will play left field. You know, Dizzy Dean will be allowed to take a few moments now to warm up after this long delay. And the first Tiger hitter in the sixth inning will be manager Mickey Cochran. And here is Ford Bond to tell you about the Tiger half of the sixth. The score, St. Louis 9, Detroit nothing.
Ford, Tom, that's the first time the Judge Land has ever participated in a decision in a game since his ascension to the half league of baseball. Here's the pitch. A strike called on Mickey Cochran. Judge Landis making the decision down here, standing up in his box with the managers before him and the two players who were concerned in the disruption at third base. Making the decision, sending Medwick out and Fuller's in. Here's the next pitch. He tracks the fly out into right field. And Broussard, going back to the line, makes a nice catch of it, making it one out. You know, we're in the last half of the sixth inning. Mickey Cochran, the first man up for the Tigers as they trail 9-0, coming up in their half of the sixth. Sally Gehringer is next at bat. Bullet is the new left fielder for the St. Louis Cardinals. Dizzy Dean had a long time. He tried to warm up several times. Then they tried to resume play, drop his sweater, put it back on when the boots started flying off in left field again. Three or four times that happened. Each time he had to retire to put on his sweater and try to keep his arm warm. Then he came back, warmed up again. Gehringer's in there now as Mickey Cochran dropped on over to the dugout. One out, nobody on. Here's Gehringer's batter. Here's the pitch. A foul strike. Cutting in there, curving in and cutting the outside corner. Strike one on Charlie Gehringer. He has his bat back on his shoulder. Puts it up again. Here's the windup. The pitch. A bounder down the short. DeRosa takes it, shifts it over to first, and he's out. A beautiful pickup by Leo DeRosa. And the crowd is applauding him here. He made a beautiful pickup of a bounder coming in fast on it, shooting over Rip Collins for the second out, retiring Charlie Gehringer. Goose Goslin, the big old goose from Salem, New Jersey, comes in there and now taps the rubber, pulls his cap, and swings his bat a couple of times. Then wipes the full length of it after getting his dirt on his hand. Here's the windup that shoots in. He's got the fly. It's coming over here. Just the line. Rip Collins is back on the cross of the line and has it in the net for the third out. All right, Tom Manning, come right in. No one, no hits, and no errors. Mickey Cochran first up, slides to left. Killing her. And off to Rose at the phone. And that good at little shortstop of the Cardinals came in and threw a big hand from the Tiger rooting there for that slow play. It was a slow boundary. Came in fast, scooped the ball up, and hit it underhand over the base just ahead of Garner. Duke Dawson then bailed out to first base from time. No hit and no error. The executed sixth inning of this seventh game of the World Series. St. Louis Cardinals have scored 7 runs in the third inning and 2 in the sixth. The score at the end of the sixth inning, St. Louis 9, Detroit nothing.
The Tigers started off this afternoon, and Bull, Offset, and Bridges came in as replacements in the third inning. Bridges is still in the box. A little right-hand curveball artist who has pitched a brilliant ball throughout the American League campaign. The boy who pitched that grand game against the Cardinals the other day. He is in there this afternoon, and Ernie Orsatti will lead off for the Cards in the seventh. Four bombs. Ernie Orsatti has stepped up there to the batter's box now. Harry Geisel is up at the plate.
question some move. Here comes Bill Clem over to get a piece of paper. Yes, that was what was wrong here, delaying play as we go into the seventh inning. Bill Clem has got it over, and he's down here talking to one of the coaches back here on the line who's raced back into the dugout. Now Bridges is still warming up with Mickey Cochran as Arcadia stepped away from the plate. Bill Clem is walking slowly across the diamond. He's umpiring at third today. Tommy Bridges, whom Tom Manning was just speaking about pitching grand ball since the third inning, pitching nice ball. He did a grand job on Sunday. Joe Medwick has been taken off the bench and is retiring to the clubhouse. He owns the roster, that's him on the back, that's him on the front, and we have six members of the Detroit constabulary escorting Joe Medwick around there on the stand, evidently fearing that the ire of the fans here in Detroit would lead them to some rash act against Joe Medwick. Yes, we have another regiment joining the band, two of them leading the Tiger dugout, with one of the policemen motioning to the fans to sit down. As they walk over there, go down through the Tiger dugout and back under the stand. Joe disappearing under there as the police accompany him. Now in across Addington there, Bridges is facing him. Here's the windup and the pitch. A high foul into the press box, back to third base. Was strike one. He steps back into the batter's box. Bridges is dropping the ball into his glove. As he looks down to Mickey for the signal, the windup. Shoots it across the plate, but it's high. Inside batting, left-handed batter away for a ball. Ball one and strike one. Here's the windup. He cracks a high one out into center field. White is under it, maneuvering around, and has it for the out. Ernest Arzati retires, and Leo DeRocher comes up next. DeRocher, the captain and snapping shortstop, one of the most graceful shortstops and probably the finest short ever witnessed in the sport of baseball. Comes up there now, bat right, strikes the rubber, faces Tommy Bridges, who's blowing on his hand down there. He gets the signal, then goes into his windup. Here's the pitch. He tracks one hard out into deep right center. He's rounding first. White is chasing the ball. It bounds off the barrier. He goes on down to second. Round second. Going on down to third. The relay is in into Gehringer taking it, and he's on third base. A three-bagger for Leo DeRocher. One out, and Leo DeRocher on third. As Mike Gonzalez talks to him down there, he takes off his cap, and they're applauding him here in the stand. Fine looking. And they're applauding Dizzy Dean as he comes up there to crack the play for the rubber of his bat. Man on third, one out. Here's the windup. Here's the pitch. A foul back into the screen, back of home plate. A new ball goes into play. And Tommy Bridges starts breaking the cover and dirtying it up to his satisfaction. He comes up there, throws the rubber again. Bat on Dean's shoulder. Here's the windup and the pitch. A bounder down to third. Marvel and holds him at third, then throws Dean out at first. Owen holds DeRocher on third, then makes the foot out, throwing over to Big Hank Greenberg. Two out. Leo DeRocher on third base, and Peppery Martin, little old Pepper, down here wiping his hands in the dirt behind the plate before he comes up, and just his belt, closes the peak of his cap and steps into the batter's box. Taps the old rubber plate down here as Bridges goes into his windup. Here's the pitch. A strike call. Dean has just slipped that outside corner to the right-handed batter. Stretch. And then a windup. And the pitch. Attempts to bunt, and it's a strike. Strike two. Umpire Harry Geisel holds up his hand, showing the count. Strike two on the batter. Mickey gets up, has to give him the signal. Here's the windup. A grounder down to Charlie Gehringer, second. He drops it for the moment, and the runner is safe at first on the error, scoring Leo DeRocher with the 10th run of the ball game. 10-0, favor the St. Louis Cardinals. The error on Charlie Gehringer. Jack Luprock
follows Martin in the batting order of the Cardinals. He steps up there now batting left. With Pepper Martin on first. A run in. Two out. Here's the pitch. A ball. High and outside to the left-handed batter. Ball one is the count. Two out. And Pepper Martin on first. And a run in. 10-0 now favor St. Louis. A firework first. But Pepper is back till he's put up against the bag. Falling around trying to keep his balance. Before Hank Greenberg lets loose that ball, throwing it back to Bridges. Then again, he takes the lead off first. Dancing around down here is the pitch. He goes down. Mickey fends it down, and it's fouled down there to second hand. He stayed. It rolls just off the bag. Rogel goes over and takes it. They're scoring it as a stolen base. Runner coming in hard at the same time as the ball. Ball rolling with it. Scoring that as a stolen base for Pepper Martin. Jack Rothrock down here at bat. Bridges says this back up on the mound. Glances around a second and shoots the pitch in. He drives one high out into deep left center. Gosman's chasing and goes over his head. Martin's coming on in. Rothrock is rounding second. Gosman makes a throw in. And it's a two-base hit for Jack Rothrock. Scoring the 11th run of the ball game. 11-0 in favor of the St. Louis Cardinals. Greenberg takes the toss from Rogel, who got the throw-in from Goslin. Rothrock now on second, and Frank Frisch it back. Here's the pitch. He's back hard at the first, and Marbone goes back under to foul. Way back to third, goes back under fast, but doesn't quite catch up with it, and it drops for a long strike. Strike one. Frankie steps out of the box. Wipes his hands in the dirt, rubs them on his trousers, runs one hand the length of his bat before he comes back up there to face Tommy Bridges, who has the signal now for Mickey Cochran to straightens up, throwing the rubber, going to his set, glances around, here's the pitch. He tracks one high, out into right field. The seat box is getting under it and has it for the out, retiring the side. Come in, Tom Manning. In the cardinal half of the seventh, Leo Azzotti was first up and tried to white. Leo DeLocher, then triple. Dizzy Dean bombed out all to Greenberg. Papa Martin hit a ground ball to Gallagher. Gallagher fumbled the ball, getting an error, and DeLocher scores. Jack Rothrock is back. Papa Martin goes second. Rothrock then got a hold of one and drove it against the barrier and deep left center field for two bases. Sending Martin across the plate. Frisch flies to Fox. Two runs, two hits, and one error. As we're going to the last half of the seventh inning, score is St. Louis Cardinals 11, Detroit Tigers 7. Ollie's up for that old seventh inning stretch. Tigers coming to bat, and Billy Rogel. Tigers shortstop, left hand batter. His hitter will be first up. Dizzy Dean, you know, and Bill DeLancey, former Cardinal batter. Bill Rogel has picked up Bill DeLancey's mask, and Bill puts the ball out for second and takes his mask and is ready to go. The Tigers are half of the seventh inning. Fourth ball. Bill Rogel, shortstop from Springfield, Illinois. Batting now for the Tigers as we go into their half of the seventh. Dean is down on the mound getting the signal from Bill DeLancey. He goes into his windup, and here's the pitch. He swings out of it, fouls it, hits the foul, goes bound back of the home plate. Bill DeLancey. I thought the ball had gone up into the air for a moment. Started tugging his mask before he realized the ball was down on the ground. Larry guys will step out and dust up the plate. Bill Rogel kicks some dirt out of his heels. Steps up there again, pulls at the peak of his cap. Faces Dizzy Dean, who's out there on the mound with his characteristic stance before he goes into his windup. Here it is, and the pitch. A foul pops up into the hands of Leo DeRozier. There it's short. For the out. One guard. First batter up, popping out to Leo DeRozier. We have Hank Greenberg, the Bronx boy of New York City, up there for the Tigers. Down here, kicking hard to the dirt. He bats right, kicking hard to the dirt down the batter's box. Here's the pitch. A strike foul, slipping the inside corner of the plate to big Hank Greenberg, who's batting right. Nobody on, one gone. Here's the wind-up in the pitch. He offered hard at a
slow ball, but it goes sailing over the line, foul, and it's just a long strike. Strike two. The roar of the crowd, thinking it was a home run, it got straight out that left field line. But it was curling foul all the time, and wheeled across there. And he's up there now with strike two on him. The Lancey signaling to Dean to go to his Weineberg to pitch. He swings hard, going down the other strikeout route. Two out. Greenberg retiring one, swing at one with plenty of hop and plenty of break on that curve. Marvin Owens. Marvin Owens, the third Tiger batter up in the seventh inning. The score 11-0 in favor of St. Louis. They made seven runs in the third, two in the sixth, and two in the seventh. Here's the pitch. A ball, too low. Fancy toss, the crowd got the team. That's his first in which Stryker's missed. Give the signal. Here it comes. A ball. Ball two again. Too low to my boy. Lancey walks her out in front of the plate. Before he shoots it out to Dean again. He's standing there motionless. Then goes into his windup and he gets the signal. Here it is. A bounder down to Frank Fisher. Takes it to the edge of the grass. Shoots it over to Collins for the out. Retiring the side. Three up and three down. Come in, Tom, man. No run, no hit, no error. No kill. Pops up to DeRosa. Greenberg struck out. Five on, pounded out, quick to Collins. The full series broadcast are brought to you through the courtesy of the Ford Motor Company. They're sent to you directly from Maven Field, Detroit.
You are listening to WMAQ, the Chicago Daily News Station. The time is 2:25 and 20 seconds, Central Standard Time.
After Kelly's win in the first half of the eighth inning here at Maven Field, we have a change in the Tiger pitchers. Tommy Bridges, no, it's been in the box, it's taken out. And football, Marbury, that colorful figure that for so long was with the Washington Senators. In great relief, pitching, he's good in his early days. He's now the Tigers, and he comes in here as the Cardinals come to bat in the eighth inning. Fred Marbury. Big, heavy step, right hand. Hard come to bat, and here is Ford Vaughn. Marbury's in there making the cover on new ball as Kyle Bullock, the new left fielder. He's up at bat this time. Here's the pitch. A ball. Forcing the right-handed batter away from the plate. Ball one. Here's the count on Charlie Bullock of Durazzo, Pennsylvania. Here's the wind-up in the pitch. Again a ball inside the right-handed batter. Ball two. Marbury, he comes from Stigman, Texas. He just come in here to leave in the eighth inning. Here's the wind-up. He cuts a hot one down. Hot short, wind short, and second base. It goes on out the center field for a single on Charlie Stick Bullock. Who's down first now is Rip Collins. You up at the plate. And Rip takes his place there in the batter's box, scratching the rubber with his back and swinging his bat forcefully back and forth as he comes up there to face the offering of Purple Marbury. One on and nobody out to score 11-0 in favor of the St. Louis Cardinals. Here we go into the first half of the eighth inning. Here's the windup in the pitch. He cracks one high, out into right center. Pete Fox is going over under and has it. And Bullock, who had chased almost down to second, has to race back to first. One out, one on. Dick Bullock on first, and Bill DeLancey, the Cardinal catcher, coming up to bat. Derringer just to throw in. He tosses the ball over to Marbury, who wipes his hand off on the rosin bag. One out, one on. First half of the eighth inning, the score 11-0, favor St. Louis. DeLancey's down there, swinging his bat back and forth. Here's the pitch. He cracks one down. This second, Dillinger takes it, shoots it over to first. Not possible to make a play. Fuller was already down on second, and there's two gone. DeLancey off Dillinger to Greenberg. Ernie Orsatti. Ernie Orsatti, whom we've told you is from Los Angeles, California, and who has received an injury in almost every game of this series. But who has played sterling ball all the way through another left. I believe he's only been out of one game when Fuller replaced him out in center field when the injury was just too painful and legs too stiff to perform. Here's the pitch.
A ball. Low, almost in the dirt. Stockton picking it out of it. Dick Polis down on second. Marbury glances around at him. Playing on the mound. There's a juicy pitch in, pass it high and outside for ball two. Purple Marbury again wiping off the cover of the ball, and he steps up there to throw the rubber. Looking around hard at Dick Polis and the pitch. A ball, ball three. High one and inside. You already on side of you, back left. He swings his bat very slowly and droops it down. Here's the pitch. And the walk. A ball, too low. Or fat he is, given a walk. You can see just the way he drops down to first with that right leg is still bothering. Two men on, two out, and Leo DeRocher at bat.
Mr. Norris Marbury, M-A-R-B-E-R-R-Y. Marbury is pitching. The man at the bat right now is Mr. DeRocher. Man on first, the man on second, two down, and strike one has been pitched to DeRocher. He awaits for the next one. Oops, that one almost hit him. Came in close. He ducked away from it. A very nice catch by Cochran that time to keep it from being a wild pitch. Very nicely caught by Cochran. There goes the ball bounding back towards second base. It's taken for the fourth of Orsatti. That retires the side in the eighth inning, the first half of the eighth. And we have in that place for the Cardinals no runs, one hit, no errors, and two men left for the base. Starting to play in the last half of the eighth inning. Man coming to bat is Fox, the right fielder. Mr. Fox is down there ready for the ball to be pitched down to him. Dean pitches it down. Fox lands it out toward left field. The ball lands way back in the corner and left. It's being taken out there and thrown right down toward third base in a fast throw. The ball is stopped by Martin. And the runner pulls up on second base with his second double of the afternoon. Fox doubling right down in the left field corner on the first ball pitch. That, ladies and gentlemen, being the fourth hit off duty team this afternoon. Now we shall see who can turn to bat for Rafferty, if any. You know, the largest score on a shutout in the World Series was 9-0 when it was 1905. Matheson pitched that game. Right now the score is 11-0 in favor of St. Louis. And of course, these Detroit Americans want to get one run in at least as they possibly can here before this game ends. It's the last half of the eighth, and the man in scoring spot, Walker, is coming to bat for Marbury. W-A-L-K-E-R. Walker batting for Marbury. Walker batting for Marbury. That's up there, a right-hand hitter. Dean ready to pitch to him, and the man on second base, and nobody down in the last half of the eighth. Here's a pitch. First ball pitch is a long fly, way out toward left. Left fielder's after it. Polis takes the ball, runs a few steps forward, and whips it down toward third base. The Walker is out on the first ball pitch on a high fly to left field. Next man coming to bat is JoJo White. White coming up with one down, a man on second. Ball has just been returned to Dizzy Dean. Dizzy's getting ready to walk toward the mound. He comes up onto the mound. No chance for a windup. There's Fox over on second in scoring position. White, the left-hand hitter. Dean stretches, looks toward second. Here's the first pitch, and White takes it for strike one called. Just above the hip on the outside corner. One strike to White. Fox taking his lead at second. Nobody seems to be bothering him at all. White again swings in close to the inside line of the batsman's box. Puts the bat back onto his shoulder. But the way he has changed bats, he hasn't had a hit this afternoon. Instead of using the black bat, he has a nice new weapon. Here's the next pitch. The ball is called for a strike. Catching the corner on the inside just at the hip. Strike to the JoJo. He was hitting 158 at the start of this game as far as his series hitting is concerned. That has dropped considerably so far with three pitches to play and no hits this afternoon. Here's the pitch. He takes a swing at it. And it's called the right three. You're out. White swings at it for strike three. And that brings Dizzy Dean's strikeout record and the record of hits off him to be the same. Four strikeouts, four hits off Dizzy. Mickey Cochran comes to bat. The idol of the Detroit fans, a great ball player. Steps up there, left-hand swinger. Man on second with two down. He hits the first ball way out toward right field. Looks like it might be foul, but the wind is carrying it over near the foul line. That is taken care of very nicely by Mr. Rothrock on a fly in foul territory, which retires aside in the eighth inning. We have the Detroit Tigers making no runs. There was one hit. There were no errors committed, and they had one man left at the base. Ladies and gentlemen, the broadcasts of all the World Series games this year have been sent to you by the Ford Motor Company, Mr. Henry Ford, Mr. Edsel Ford, and your local Ford dealer, producers and distributors of Ford and Lincoln cars and Ford trucks. They hope you have enjoyed these games. We're starting the first half of the night, ladies and gentlemen. First man coming to bat should be up here in just a moment for the St. Louis Cardinals. Calling for attention out there on the loudspeaker system, but right now we're watching to have Dizzy Dean come up for his turn at bat. All right, starter is pitching. Hayworth is catching. The first man at bat is Dizzy Dean. We're starting the first half of the ninth, and the score is 11-0 in favor of the St. Louis Cardinals. Starter swings up to pitch the first one down to Dizzy Dean. Here's the pitch. Dizzy takes it close to the belt. Ball. What? Ball on to Dizzy. Dizzy watching for another one. Starter swings up there. Winds up very easily. Pitches the ball in. Dizzy hits the ball out toward left field. Goslin's over after it. Takes a line drive for the out. Dean out on a line drive to Goslin for the first out in the first half of the ninth inning. Next man coming up should be Pepper Martin. Pepper Martin this afternoon has been on base every time except the first half of that when he struck out. He has walked, singled, then saved an error, had another single, stolen a base, scored three times. Watching for the ball is pitched out of Pepper Martin with one down in the first half of the ninth. Started, takes his windup, swings up easily, balances, here's the pitch. Pepper hits the ball right straight up in the air towards first base. It's being blown foul. Greenberg is after it and takes the ball over near the dugout for the out. Pepper Martin out on a foul to Greenberg. That puts two men down and brings to bat Rothrock, who has doubled twice this afternoon, walked once, knocked into a fourth out, and slid out once to left field. There are two out of the ninth inning with Rothrock coming to bat.
Here's the pitch. A ball. Inside and low to the left-handed batter. Two out, nobody on. Jack Rothrock up. Batter has it again. Goes into that low wind up. And that's the pitch. And it's a ball. Ball two. Again low and inside. Forcing Jack Rothrock to do a little half skip with both feet to get out of the way. That slow windup of the general again, and the delivery. He offers that, but fouls back into the screen. Two balls and strike one. Here's the count now as that foul back into the screen. 2-1 the count on Jack Rothrock. Third batter up for the Cardinals here in the ninth. Score is 11-0, favor St. Louis, in the first half of the ninth inning. General Crowder, who's just come onto the mound for the Tigers, pitching to Jack Rothrock. Mickey Johnson receiving. Here's the windup and the pitch. A bunt. He goes winging down first. Crowder ticket rolls over the line. Foul. Ray Hayworth, a great catcher who caught almost half of the Tigers' games this year, and his name appears in the lineup here for the first time. Here's the pitch. He swings hard, and Crowder strikes out the last batter for the Cardinals here in the ninth inning of this seventh ball game. Cardinals now spot out to their position as we go into the last half of the ninth inning. The Cardinals leading 11-0 with Charlie Gehringer. Charlie Gehringer, the second baseman for the Tigers, due at bat. Bill Delancey is down there now waiting behind home plate for Jim Dean, who just did, well, it's almost a somersault going on out to the mound, just in high spirits. As he steps up there to the mound, he starts warming up with Bill Delancey. Crowder had a 3-3 in his appearance here in the last game, striking out Jack Rothrock, the last man, after running the count to 3-2. Here's Charlie Gehringer walks out there now, swinging it back viciously through the air. Third man in the Tigers batting order. Up first here in the last half of the ninth, trailing by 11 runs. He stands there almost motionless, then wings his bat around viciously again. Here goes into his windup. Here's the pitch.
He offers at it, and it kicks the plate behind home, a foul. Strike one. Delancey never fails to knock that masking cap off as anything doing behind home. He doesn't wait. Instinct tells him as soon as that ball happens around him, he hasn't got his mitt to do something. Here's the pitch. He swings at it and cracks a hit, a base hit, out into left field where Hank Fuller has it. Shoots it in. It's a base hit.
A single for Charlie Gehringer. First man up, Goose Goslin. Salem, New Jersey. Comes up and cracks the dust out of his heels. The dirt, as he comes up there, pulls the tickety cap. Bases just in. Here's the wind up the pitch. He cracks a bounder down to first. This Collins shoots it down to second. Scorosa shoots it back. And Dean was over there for the play. Takes the throw from Scorosa. So it was no possible double play. Dizzy was standing about a yard off first base. From here it looks as though Dizzy thought he had his foot on the bag. But he's standing a whole yard or 4 feet away from first, thinking he was taking the throw for the double play. DeRocher making the out at first, retiring Gehringer on a fourth out, and then making the throw over to first, trying to get the goose. Rather amusing, the crowd all got a laugh as he looked down his foot and discovered the bag wasn't under. So here we have Bill Rogel up. Here's the pitch. He cracks one hard, a base hit, rolling on the ground out in the right field. Goose is on second, and Rogel is on first. One out, and two men on. Hank Greenberg, do it fast. Goslin on second. Rogel on first. One out, and Hank Greenberg up. Hank's digging himself a terrific hole down here in the batter's box on the left side of home plate. He bats right, you know, and he's digging one for his right foot. As his throws the rubber, looks around at second, wind up, here's the pitch, a strike call, sipping the outside corner to the right-handed batter. Right one is the count. One out and two on. Here's the last out of the ninth inning. Badgers failing by 11 runs. Stretch as he looks around a second. Here's the pitch. Foul off the handle of his bat. Now, two strikes. Ball slipping off the handle of his bat and bounding over towards the Cardinal dugout. Two strikes to count on Big Hank Greenberg. Up here for his last time in this 1934 World Series with two men on and one out. And the count two strikes on him. Set. Here's the pitch. A swinging strike going down to the side shelf. And Big Hank, the first baseman from New York for the Detroit Tigers, takes the long, long walk over to the dugout. Delancey walks clear out almost the pitcher's mound before he crosses the ball to Disney. Two men are gone. Two out. And Dizzine is out there on the mound facing Marvin Owen. Marvin Owen, another California boy. Up here with two men gone, two on, and the score 11-0 in favor of the St. Louis Cardinals. Diz takes off his mound and clutches his right sleeve. Takes off his glove, walks off the mound, comes back up there again, throws the rubber, goes to his set, here's the pitch. A drive down to second with DeRosa takes, crosses the brace for the final out of the 1934 World Series, which the Cardinals, which the St. Louis Cardinals win this seventh and deciding game with 11 runs, 17 hits, one error, the Tigers no runs, six hits, and three errors. A shutout for the great Dizzy Dean. He and his brother, the only pitchers during this 1934 World Series to have two games to their credit. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we know that these players are racing off the field, and most of them got off before this crowd got out here. The crowd is racing over to the Tiger dugout, but the Tigers have all disappeared down the little hole in the far corner of their dugout. And the Cardinals, of course, raced over there and got disappeared. We wanted to describe the scene for you here, but the fans are walking very quietly across the green flag here in Nathan Field. 25 years since we've had a World Series,
and they haven't won the World Championship. Their spirits are dampened, of course. We're going to pass you down to Tommy Manning, who's in his Cardinal dugout. Come in, Tom Manning.
Now the boys are coming in. You can hear them. And the first boy that's going on here is Captain Leo DeRocher. Leo, what did you think of it?
Well, Mom, there's the bacon. What a great ball club. The greatest fighting bunch of ball players I've ever had the pleasure of playing with. A great manager and two great pitchers and beans and a great bunch of fellas.
Leo, you played a great game out there, of course. You thrilled the fans, fans without number. And here is that right fielder of the Cardinals. The boy who dashed over into right center field. Fans without number and knocked off those hard drives. Jack Walcott.
Hello, fans. First, I want to thank the loyal rooters of California that sent me those telegrams. And it's a great feeling. We got a great night, and we're all just as happy as we can be.
Jack, get some of the other boys too. Rip Collins, here's Rip today. He had four hits. Come on in, Rip.
Well, I wanted to get one more, but I got one more. I got the world's greatest. I hope my family's listening to me and Rochester, and I know my wife is. You can tell that we're all happy as we can be, boy.
And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Tizzy Dean. Tiz, just take this microphone and help yourself. Boy.
Hello, everybody. Well, the Cardinals are the champions. I predicted before the series started. The Cardinals would win the National League and the World Championship, and they certainly did it. And I predicted it set out for myself, and boy, I got it.
Look at this. Did you try before you went in there today?
Run the dip card. I have no alibi. Not at all. And I'll say, I can't say that much for the Tigers, because they come out and alibied yesterday after their great defeat that they took yesterday from the Cardinals. And if I'd have lost the ball game, they ought to take the opportunity.
Well, it's mighty nice, brother Bill. Congratulations, old fellow. You've worked hard. And it's mighty nice to have you here at the microphone.
Let's get over here and get Pepper Martin. Hey, Pepper. Pepper Martin. Come here a minute. Pepper Martin's trying to get himself a shower bath. Come on over.
Hello, brother. And hello, everybody. I sure am glad that we brought the old pennant back to St. Louis. And it's just wonderful. I think everybody's so happy.
Thanks, Bill. Here's Bill Delancey, that great young chap. You're going to hear a lot about Bill Delancey. How is it, Bill?
I think it's a great series. We've got the two greatest pitchers in the world on our club.
And here's another great pitcher. Come on in, Tex Clonton.
It wasn't that a great ball game this year, but today. I want to say hello to my mother and father down in Texas, also my all my good friends down yours. I'm happy as I can be.
Leo DeRocher, I want to give you the pleasure of presenting this next ball player.
Well, radio fans, I want to present to you next.
Wait a minute, Leo. Fill this up now. Really do a good job.
Well, I'll tell you, it's very hard to say much about this young fella. He has got what you call it and everything that goes with it. He is one of the greatest young pitchers who has ever come up to the majors in the last 10 years. I'd like to present to you, radio folks, Paul Dean, brother of Dizzy Dean, the man who won that ball game for us today.
Hello, fans. I'm sure happy that we won the ball game in the World Series today, and I'm sure that we'll be out there by next year, and I hope we can win again. Thanks.
Come on, Leo, present the boy that's blue.
And I want to present the Cuban president, Mike Gonzalez.
Hello, fans. I'm very happy that we camped on the Wolves. We fight very much. That's one of the best Wolves I ever saw. We fight them more than anybody ever saw. So I'm sorry as everybody else. So goodbye.
Thanks a lot. And here's the Dick Fuller.
No.
Wait a minute. We're going to give you Buzzy Wires first. Come on, Buzzy.
Hello, everybody. We're all excited here, and we're very happy that we won this World Championship. It shows the fighting spirit. I want to say a word about Frankie Frazier. He's got the fighting spirit, and he's fired all the players with a great spirit, and we're sure proud of him. And the Dean boys also. The George Bates stuff, see? All right. Hello, everybody, and Hampers, and Mother, and Dad, and everybody. Goodbye. We're all excited here. Wish y'all lots of luck to have the kids.
Oh, man alive, I want to tell you that this is certainly something. Jack Rothrock, what do you think of it? Isn't this bedlam?
This is never saw anything like it. It's a real fighting ball club, and they're still fighting. They'll go on fighting.
These kids are certainly the happiest gang. We're trying to elbow our way over here to Frankie Fish. Hundreds of photographers are here. And Don Wilson, using all of his feet, trying to get through. We're trying to get over to Frankie Fish so that Frankie can tell you how it is to be the manager of a World Championship team. He's sitting here now with everybody popping away. It's kind of hard to get in there, but we're going to get in to Frankie Fish just as soon as we can. Frankie, I'm in here now with one arm around him and somebody's talking to him. We're going to take, ladies and gentlemen, the manager of the World Champion St. Louis Cardinals, Frankie Fish.
Hello, everybody. I'm pretty well tired out.
And gosh, I'm just tickled to death about this thing. And the boys deserve all the credit. I don't want to downplay it, but they fought and fought. They never gave up. They're a great bunch of kids. It was a wonderful victory, a great series, a hard-fought series, and the hardest one I've ever been in. And we played a great ball club. They gave us a battle all down the stretch, and a world of credit to Mickey Conklin and everyone on the ball club.
Thank you.
Thank you, Frankie Fish, and on behalf of the thousands and thousands of listeners, we want to take their part for a moment and say congratulations to you and to all of your boys. I'm going to turn this microphone over to Don Wilson for a moment so that we can get some of the other boys.
Well, pandemonium is certainly broken loose here in the dressing room of the St. Louis Cardinals here after this game. We were in hopes of getting Joe Medwick on here a few minutes ago, but I believe he's left the dressing room. Joe,
on your side.
We're trying to find Sonny Onsotti. Here he is. Sonny Onsotti, ladies and gentlemen.
Guys, it's too happy to say an awful lot, but we did a great ball club, and I've never been in a ball club that had the fighting spirit that this Cardinal club has.
We're going to walk through here now, and we'll have some of the Detroit boys on the air for you just in a few seconds. We're going across over into the Tiger dugout.
There's a lot of you folks are listening in. Want to hear the Tiger players, and first, Gerald Walker.
We're a couple lots to lose, folks, but I haven't just had to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to present to you the next group class. We gave them all we had, folks, so now we'll give them the credit. That's fine. Mickey Coffin, the manager of the Tigers, ladies and gentlemen. We can congratulate the St. Louis Cardinals and Frankie Fish on a great series. The team is just too tough for them. Well, we get beaten, that's all. Billy Rogel. Bill. Ladies and gentlemen, Billy Rogel, the shortstop of the Detroit Tigers.
Well, the only thing I can say, folks, is did he have plenty? And he deserves all the credit in the world.
Well, I believe that's just about all over in the Tiger dugout, of course. The situation here, the boys are a bit downcast, as you know. They fought the St. Louis Cardinals of the National League, and today the World Series at Maven Field is over. The boys have given their all in this great classic this year. Here at Maven Field, the series finishes this afternoon, and the St. Louis Cardinals, of course, are the National League champions. This is Tom Manning speaking, and I assure you we've had a pleasure in bringing you the World Series, along with Zara McNamee, Fort Bond, and our John Wilson. John, do you have a word to say?
Well, I haven't a great deal to say. I think that it's been our pleasure to hear from these very fine players, and it's been grand to see this last game in the 1934 series.
This concludes the broadcast of the World Series game, sponsored by the Ford Motor Company. Mr. Henry Ford, Mr. Edsel Ford, and your local Ford dealer. The sponsors will be amply repaid if you have enjoyed these broadcasts. Today's game writes the final chapter of the 1934 baseball season. The Ford Motor Company salutes the victors, the St. Louis Cardinals, world champions for 1934, and wishes both teams good luck in the pennant race next year. And in the meantime, watch the Fords go by. During this series, it has been the pleasure of a group of NBC announcers to present these games. Jim McNamee with the pregame pictures. Hey, Don Wilson did that job in his competent manner. Tom Manning and myself had the fun of giving you the play-by-play. This is Ford Bond signing off this game, which has come to you through the facilities of the National Broadcasting Company. Oh!